This communication with Tim, does he ever explain what the other side is like?
He not only explains, but I can kind of merge with him. I suppose I can sort of see things through his eyes. I can experience things through his feelings, although it's kind of hard to do in terms of filtering all that. But that's what a lot of mediums refer to as clairvoyance, being able to see in a way with your spiritual eyes, which are not your physical eyes, and being able to hear with your spiritual ears, not your physical ears. So I was able to experience what he experiences as music there. And ever since I heard that music, I can't listen to music very well here anymore. It's just two-dimensional for me. So he's able to share a lot with me. Someone had texted me a little while ago that they wanted to extend sympathies about my loss for Tim. And while I appreciate it, it's that kind of thinking, that sort of ego mind thinking that's backwards. When someone transitions, you want to be joyful and happy for them. They're moving on to the most wonderful place you can't possibly imagine. And when I was grieving for Tim after having lost him, of course I was grieving. Of course I was confused and hurt.
Sure.
It took him a while to say, "Would you please stop it?" He said, "It's like you have a headlock on me. I'm trying to walk around enjoying the sights, and you just have me bent over, hanging on to me, won't let me go. You're grieving. I just want to stand up and enjoy the sights. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going anywhere. Just chill out and be happy for me." And once I did that, so many things changed. Again, that's getting rid of fear.
But you know, if we went into a funeral home to see someone who had passed on, and the families, they're grieving and they're crying and everything, and yeah. We went, "God, I'm so glad he's passed on now. He's in a better place." Good for him.
Good for him.
They'd start crying and they'd throw us out.
Probably.
Yeah, they would. But I know what you're saying. That, but through this clairvoyancy, what are your perceptions of the other side? And have you ever seen the darker side of it, August? I mean, as you know, they say fire and brimstone, that part of it. Or are you primarily restricted to where he is?
No, not at all. It's a totally different experience of reality. Again, you had asked me a question about the difference between creation and manifestation. So the idea, everything is already created. It's just here for us to use and reuse and shape and form and play with, which is the word, what manifestation means. So where Tim is, he's manifesting. And what manifests as his experience, his home, his dwelling places, are manifesting directly from his emotions, his feelings, his thoughts. Most people here right now have so little control over their thinking, so little control over their feeling. Our lives are pretty much chaos most of the time, and we spend lots of time and money devoted to try to get therapy or get help or find the right relationship, something so we can get control of our thoughts. It's pretty much that way when we rise over on the other side. We still don't have very much control over our thoughts and feelings. So our experience, our environment will be kind of chaotic. If someone doesn't have a very happy life here, they're going to be much, much happier there. But they're still going to have to learn how to be happy. They're still going to have to learn how to manifest happy things for themselves, the same things that we do here. So very much of it is the same. I recognize a lot of stuff, except colors are different in the way that we know that there are colors we can't see here that some animals and insects can, ultraviolet and beyond all those rays, and what we see is just a tiny smidgen. Over there, they can see everything. They can hear everything. Everything has music. Everything emits light. It's just amazing, and often that's probably why we don't hear very much from them once they transition to the other side, because they're so overtaken and fascinated and overwhelmed by what they're seeing, experiencing, they forget about us sometimes, unfortunately.
Well, you know, when you look at the wonders of this planet physically, I mean, we look at, you know, trees and oceans and sunsets, and, you know, the moon, stars. I mean, it's truly magnificent. It really is. I'm trying to perceive the afterlife, and to me, I get this impression through Hollywood, August, that, you know, it's dark, it's cold. It's foggy. There's nothing there, you know. And I'm thinking, okay, you talk about Tim, for example, that he's happy where he is, and I'm saying, why would one be happy there, giving all this up? Mm-hmm. I'm not looking. It's a different perspective. It's got to be, right?
Well, it's a state of mind. So thinking in terms of darkness and coldness and lack of light is a state of mind. It's kind of depressing.
Right.
And so that might be how a depressed person might manifest their environment there for a while, but there's plenty of people there standing by just waiting to help you, to heal you, to bring more light into you. And then as you bring more light is brought into your life, as you start rising, you're not really quite risen. You're not healthy yet. As you rise, it's a healthy experience. More light comes into your world. The ego mind is no longer there to feed you suggestive thoughts that you're worthless, that you're not enough, that you're not good enough, that you'll never amount to anything. That's all gone. So usually it's instantaneous healing. And when there's more light, you suddenly see what's good. It's like someone turns a switch on in the room. And people have described their transition to me as if suddenly they just stepped from a dark room to a light room, or it felt like they just threw off all these heavy winter clothes that they were wearing, or they felt like they had been under the sea all the time. It's just things lift and change in that way. So it's a transition and it's a transformation on many levels.
And we think of the other side in, you know, our own dimensions, and I don't think you can do that. And we probably make a mistake trying to think that, don't we?
Well, that's our minds trying to rationalize and make sense the way that we do here. So it's just like when you have a small child, the little kid, the baby, just everything looks the same. They don't know the difference, and we sort of have to teach it, no, that's a separate thing, that's a separate thing, that's a separate thing. So we've taught ourselves how to separate things in that way. So we're very much like infants when we arrive over there, and people have to teach us how to look at things in a different way. They have to teach us how to hear things in a different way. Some of us have some more natural abilities, like people here have more natural musical abilities or artistic abilities or writing abilities, but that will come in handy over there. People who have done a lot of work here at trying to develop what I call the skill of self-introspection, of really going inside and understanding our feelings and what they mean and what the messages are, they'll have a heads up on many other people when they get over there. They'll have this understanding of how to navigate this new world.